Turn me up. Up, up, up.
Turn Let's get it. What's going
up, up.
Got to turn the loop off. But what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my very first Dave's Doghouse Live. Welcome to the, not the debut, but the live debut of the show. Thankful for everybody that's tuned in right now so far. Make sure you hit that like button, share this video. If you're on Twitter, make sure you X. Make sure you retweet it or re-X it. I don't know what terminology to use now. Like it, you know, share it to on all platforms. I'm live on YouTube, Facebook, and X right now. So make sure you are tuning in. You share this and get as many people on as possible. I'm excited about today. I get to talk about some dogs that had some great performances this week. And I get to talk about, you know, some people that got put in the doghouse. But like I said, before I get started, welcome to Dave's Doghouse. I am Davey Dollars, DJ Dowdy. Or you can just call me Dave. It doesn't matter what it is, but that's me. I am one of the co-hosts to the regular show, R2L, with Joe and my guy, Tomo, of course, both of my guys. I have the newest show added to the network that is Refuse to Lose. We have BWT, which was the first one, Baseball with Teddy. So make sure you tune into that. Then we got CTC, Carl Talking College, with my guy Carl. Then you got FFC with Fantasy Football with Coach Coombs. Make sure you tune into all of those shows. And, of course, the Refuse to Lose show. We got two shows coming up after my show. We got the baseball episode with the GOAT conversation with Muhammad Ali versus Floyd Mayweather, with Ty representing Ali, and we got Fast Camp Tony representing Floyd. So make sure you tune into that. And of course, you know, you got Carl coming on at 9 o'clock to talk about some college. So make sure you tune into that. Today, let's start this off with the bad news. You know, the bad guys, the doghouse, the people that, you know, they're not allowed to have fun. You know, they didn't do so well. You know, they on punishment. You're not allowed to have no fun out in the field. You got to go in the house. You know, go in your room. You know. So, very first candidate, unfortunately, and I'm going to say this for every single person, unfortunately, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy. Now, he has been put in MVP conversations so far this year. People were asking if he was a system quarterback, if he was elite. Well, he had opportunity to show that he was elite against an elite defense and the Cleveland Browns, who were without their starting quarterback in the game and their starting running back, who's been out all season, Nick Chubb. And what did he do? He went out and had his worst game of his career. Now, Brock Purdy, he was the last pick of the draft last season, came in after Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance got hurt, and he played well. We started scoring 30 points a game. Next thing you know, we get to the NFC Championship game, he gets hurt, he's out. Now we lose the game 31-7. Got blown out. Got the doors blown off of us. Then this year, we start off 5-0. You know, Purdy got 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, leading the league in quarterback rating, pass rating, top 10 in yards. You know, he looked flawless. Well, went into Cleveland after they had a pregame fight, only threw for 125 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. And the 1 touchdown he threw was to Christian McCaffrey, who also got injured in the game, along with Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams, who was the only person that got injured that actually came back and played in the game. But Purdy, by no stretch of the imagination, gets a pass on this because he is the starting quarterback for San Francisco, And he was chosen to be the quarterback of the future. Because remember, 2 years ago, San Francisco traded 3 first-round picks to go get Trey Lance. And all they did was trade him this year for a 4th-round pick to the Dallas Cowboys. They see you as the future. So you got to go show them why you're the future. You got to show up against a defense like this, who's number one in the league in yards allowed, and you got to go play your game. You got to do whatever you can, even with the cards that's dealt with you, to go make it happen. You still had 2 of your best weapons out there. You still had Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. I know Juwan Jennings is the third receiver at best, but he can make plays. And then the guy we drafted, I think it was the Bell, the guy we drafted this year, he was shining. He got his first touchdown of the season against the Cardinals, and you had got to be able to use your weapons as best as possible, but you played bad. So Brock Purdy, you in the doghouse. Second person. We going up to Philly now with the brotherly love. Or as they want to trademark now, the brotherly shove. The tush push. You know, the best offensive line in the league, one of the best defense in the league. Got 2 number one wide receivers that went for over 1,000 yards last season. And then you got DeAndre Swift back there, who came in and actually started playing very well. And Jalen Hurts, who was all pro last season, in the MVP conversation, you know, team also started 5-0. Then you go up to New York or New Jersey and play the Jets against Zach Wilson. And a lot of people, even though he was drafted number 2 overall, a lot of people believe he was only drafted because of one throw that he threw on his pro day. By no stretch of the imagination is he elite. He is right now the backup quarterback in this, on this team, because they went and got Aaron Rodgers and gave him a 2-year, I think it was a $50 million a year contract. He out for the season right now. So it's the Zach Wilson show. Now, I will give Zach Wilson this. He did play well against the Chiefs, which shocked a lot of people. And he didn't play too bad that game. But we're comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, who's the starting quarterback for this team now. He is by no stretch of the imagination better than Aaron Rodgers at this point in Aaron Rodgers' career. And what does Jalen Hurts do? He just goes and ties his career high for interceptions in the game with 3. Second time in his career, he's thrown 3 interceptions in 1 game. We had fans in the chat that said, you know, Hurts can never be Hurts to throw interceptions, to throw 3 interceptions in 1 game. Well, seems like he did that on Sunday. And if I remember correctly, and this is, you know, I said I wasn't going to defend the Dallas Cowboys, but I kind of got to side with them at this point, just for this example. Dak Prescott also played against this Jets defense, and both of their starting cornerbacks were in the game. And what happened to the Jets? They didn't have a chance to win that game. Not a chance. The Jets were without Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, and their third-string cornerback, and they still won this game against the Eagles. So, Jalen Hurts, you all pro. I expect you to play a lot better than that. You were missing throws to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown was pissed off on the field. I seen it in his face. So was Devontae Smith. Now, they did – this is not to excuse Devontae Smith for some of the drops that he had in the game. But all I'm saying is we know he's made a lot of catches in clutch situations. You as the quarterback of this team got to be able to make the pass when necessary. If you're all pro, your team is favored to win the NFC this year. Well, San Francisco might have it right now, but – going into the season, your team was favored to win the NFC this year. So, Hurts, I expect better from you. Now, do I expect you to do this again? It's not highly likely, but it's not unlikely either, because this is the second time you've done in your career. Now, you didn't do it last year. But you did do it the year before. And also, last year you only had 6 interceptions all season. You got 7 right now so far, and it's just week 6. So, Hurts, I'm expecting you to play better. But until then, you see this house? That's where you at. Now it's time to go ahead and take a nice little flight to Boston. Talk about those New England Patriots and their quarterback, Mac Jones. Mac and cheese, baby. Well, mac and cheese wasn't mac and cheese on Sunday. And he hasn't this so far this season. You know, the Patriots have not scored over 20 points not in one game this season. Not one. I also found a stat. Now, this is not to compare the two, but this is going to happen anyway because you're replacing the best quarterback to ever play the game, and that's Tom Brady. Some people have arguments saying that it could still be Joe Montana, Dan Marino, even though he doesn't have a ring. You know, some people say Patrick Mahomes is better than Brady, even though he only has 2 rings right now. So I get it. And some people may say that you don't have any weapons right now. I give you that, Mac Jones. I give you that you don't have any weapons. But one of those players that you had who's supposed to not be a weapon, who had 11 targets on Sunday, he caught 10 of them. And I'm talking about Kendrick Bourne. He's not by any stretch of the imagination an elite wide receiver, but he made plays. Every time you gave him opportunity, except one, he got it. So you got someone that's at least dependable. They went and got Mike Gesicki for you. He's supposed to be a difference maker for you. Well, clearly that ain't happening. And this is not even all about just one performance. It's kind of sort of how you've been playing all season, but I want to talk about the interception you threw on Sunday. Now, you had a receiver. Your target was wide open. You overthrew him and gave it right to the Raiders. Mac Jones, we got a guy in the chat that said that you aren't the problem. Well, it looked like you the one that gave the game away. Now, I get it. This was in the second quarter of the game, so it wasn't a big difference maker, but it's a bad throw. You can't do that in a game, especially when you know your team is fighting for wins right now. So, Mac Jones, until you improve. Now, I'm also going to mention something after this, but until you improve, you in the doghouse, Mac Jones. You got to play better than that. I get it. You don't have everything that you need around you, but you got to play better than that. Now, the first three were all in football. This next one now, I'm going to a totally different sport. Something that we don't always talk about. We have our own episodes for this, but we don't talk about it on a regular show. You know, on a regular show, we've brought up football and basketball pretty often. We've brought up baseball a few times. Maybe once or twice we brought up this sport. And I'm talking about boxing. Now, you're probably thinking, who could they be talking about today? I'm talking about someone who won the Trainer of the Year. I'm talking about Derrick James. We had all this hype about him being the Trainer of the Year, and it seems like that's going all the way. It seemed like you won that for absolutely no reason. Two of your fighters lost in bad fashion. One was running like he was Usain Bolt at the Olympics. And the other one was looking like a deer in headlights. You know, he just kept taking a hit. You know, golly, I felt like, whew, he need help. Somebody call an ambulance. Because Spence looked totally mismatched going up against Bud Crawford. And then you had a fighter that won, but he looked like he should have lost the fight too, and Frank Martin. So, yeah, you got some things you need to do, Derrick James. Your reputation not living up to what it is. Both you like J, right, JMO. Both of your fighters look weak. Now, I'm not saying I could have fought better than them, but the effort should have been better. Floyd right now would have fought better than those two. And Floyd is retired. He's also one of the, you know, one of the greatest of all time, one of the best defenders, defensive boxers of all time. So I get that. But still, he would have gave a better effort than that. Now that I got the doghouse out the way, I got to talk about the dogs. And J-Mo, I'm glad you actually tuned into the show, because I got somebody that I know you're going to love to hear about. I just mentioned him in the NFL chat. I'm talking about the fastest receiver in the league, Super Bowl champion, on pace to have over 2,300 receiving yards this year, leading the league in almost every statistic as a wide receiver right now. The one, the only, Cheetah, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is 186 yards away in week six, going into week seven, to have over 1,000 receiving yards. I don't know if y'all heard me the first time I said that. He is 186 yards away from having over 1,000 receiving yards in only 7 weeks. Only 7 weeks. Now, I get it. The wide receiver is a dependent position. But are we, is Tyreek Hill a Randy Moss type of receiver where he can just go up and go get it? Is he Calvin Johnson? Is he like a T.O. kind of guy to get up and go get it? Now, T.O. wasn't always the get up and go get it, but you get what I'm saying. He is what some of the older receivers would have said would have only been a slot receiver back in the day. And right now, he's playing like he's the best receiver in the game. Now, I get it. We still got Devontae Adams and Justin Jefferson. And Cooper Kupp is coming back off an injury. We got Ja'Marr Chase out there. I get that. But right now, Tyreek Hill is on pace to do something that's never been done before. And that's go over 2,000 yards as receiving. But to eclipse that and go for 2,300 yards, 2,306 to be exact. He out here, he's out there doing his thing. So he's allowed to run around in the field and be a dog. You know, he's out there doing whatever he want to do. He's running the yard right now. So anyone got anything they want to do, it goes through Tyreek right now. So Tyreek, you are the number one dog in the field. Not in the doghouse, but in the field. Or in the yard, let's put it that way. Now, the last but not least, and now I get to pull everything up. Yordan Alvarez. This guy has 6 home runs and 6 playoff games. I don't think y'all heard what I said. It's playoffs in baseball right now. He has 6 home runs and 6 playoff games. That's bonkers, people. 6 home runs and 6 playoff games? That's almost unheard of. And not only that, he's been sick. The man has had the flu. And he's out here balling like this? Now, I get it. His team is down 2-0 right now, but hey, it ain't his fault. He doing his thing out there. This is one of the rarest times that you'll see someone on a losing team be a dog. he doing his thing. But like I said, his team is down 0-2 to the Texas Rangers. Hey, Red Sox, I don't know if y'all hear me right now, but you might need to try to go make a trade, go get Yordan. I mean, I don't know. I know hitting ain't the big issue, but I mean, we need to make a splash somewhere. Cause this boy balling. So shout out to Yordan Alvarez. Shout out to Tyreek Hill being the lead dogs in the yard right now, running everything and making sure that the four candidates I have in the doghouse are staying in the doghouse. And that'd be Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, and Derrick James. Now, for my honorable mentions in the doghouse. Carl, you tuned in just in time. Because I said I was going to mention this, and I am. Now, I had your head coach in here last week. But now I got to put you in here. Tyler Van Dyke. Two bad games back to back, my guy. I don't like what I'm seeing. Don't like what I'm seeing. You got to play better. Pretty much got blown out by North Carolina. Yeah, I get it. We scored 31 points, but hey, that was almost garbage points. Because you was playing like garbage the last two games. Got to play better than that, especially when they was talking about you possibly winning the quarterback award in college. I didn't think that was going to happen. Even my guy Ace said that you had the opportunity to get it. I didn't agree. Clearly, because you have you turned the ball over a little too often for me. A little too much for my liking. So you gotta play better. We got a chance to beat Clemson first time in a while. We're at home. Go do something on Saturday. ACC player, yeah, I didn't agree with that. I think Jordan Travis clearly has that. There should be no argument there. And my honorable mention for a dog was someone else in a losing effort, whose teammate is in the doghouse today. Tomo, I know you call him a number two receiver. I know you and Coach sometimes call him a tight end. Call him the slant. I know Mark calls him the slant king. But A.J. Brown, been doing his thing these last few games. You can't deny it. A.J. Brown was definitely this close to being there, and Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper cooked the Niners defense on Sunday. Straight cook. And A.J. Brown balled out again. Wasn't his fault that the team lost. He did what he had to do. Made a clutch catch on third down to get out of bounds. He did what he had to do. And now, also, I'm glad Carl had mentioned this. A guy who just got off an injury, Cooper Kupp. I know with some people that still say he ain't elite, and I think they tripping. The man won the triple crown just 2 years ago and was on pace to do it again last year before he got hurt. Coming, starting the season with Puka, who's been balling out in his rookie season for the Rams, and he still comes back and has two back-to-back 100-yard games coming off a hamstring injury. So, people like Kev need to start giving this man his props. Cooper Kupp a dog, man. So, that's it for me today. So, you see the picture. You got questions, you can always ask them. But make sure that you like, share, subscribe, and become a member of the show. Because once you do, you'll get all the great news and you'll see exactly why I make this doghouse. Because people show up and show out. And some people show up and hide. Which one do you think is going to be? My DMs are open. If you got a candidate for the doghouse, let me know. You got a candidate for a dog, let me know. This is going to be a consistent show. And I'm telling you, somebody is going to have a great game on Saturday. Someone's going to have a great game in baseball Sunday, Monday. Who knows who it's going to be? Shoot, it might be someone in the NBA preseason. It's preseason, but hey, if you balling out, I'm going to put you out there. Wemby, keep doing your thing. That's it for me today. Thankful for everybody that tuned in. Thank you, Carl, Tomo, J-Mo. Who else was in here? Joe, of course, Brother Jacob. I appreciate y'all for tuning into my first live show. Like I said, man, I'm excited. I'm glad to be able to do this outside of the regular show and actually, you know, show my passion and everything and see why I'm excited about this, because this is an awesome network working with some of the greatest guys I haven't met yet, but you know, the R2L family. Appreciate you guys. But that's it for the doghouse today. Make sure you tune in to the boxing episode at 7:30 p.m. with Tomo hosting it with Ty and Fast Camp. Who's the GOAT in boxing? And then make sure you tune in at 9 o'clock to CTC, Carl Talking College. He got some special things he want to talk about today. Make sure you tune in. And for me, that will be all. My guy, you in the doghouse. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all at the next episode.